It's a movement, but it's about people. Be the People is about we the people joining forces to reclaim and reshape the best of our nation's time-treasured traditions. Each week, we offer insightful interviews with movers and shakers from all different spheres of life. And now, please welcome Dr. Carol Swain.
I'm so excited today to have as my guest C.L. Bryant. And he's been a guest on our show before. And for some of you all, you may know him as the original runaway slave. He walked away from the Democratic Party long before it became fashionable, long before the walkaway movement. And he is recognized as one of America's most dynamic orators. He has a great voice. And he's highly sought after as a speaker, as a motivator, as an activist. And he is one of the 35 prominent Black Americans that President Trump selected to be part of Black Voices for Trump. And so help me welcome C.L. Bryant to the Be the People show.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for having me on. Carol, it's always a pleasure to be in your company.
Well, my show has been going on now for over a year, and I'm really enjoying the interviews and the exciting people like you that I get to interview. But you are especially special because you were one of the first persons willing to give me a chance.
And Dr. Swain, of all the people that I know who are deserving to be heard, you are certainly at the top of that list. Your mind is one of the most recognized minds in academia in our country. And I'm very proud to be called your friend and be a part of also Black Coalition for Trump or the Black Voices for Trump in this country as well.
Thank you. What do you make of the Democrats' impeachment process against the president?
I think Americans have a wake-up call now, Dr. Swain, when we see that due process is being denied an American president. If they can deny due process to an American president, and that is the ability to face your accusers and then ask them questions about why they are accusing you, if that can be denied to an American president, then it can be done to anyone of us. This is a very important time as an American citizen for us to watch out for our rights that we have been given in our founding documents and, of course, in our Constitution.
It seems like the Constitution is and has been shredded under the Democrats. We see it on college campuses where there is a lack of free speech. And it's so clear to me, as someone who studied politics and Marxism, that the Marxists have taken over our major institutions. And we see this with Congress, as well as with universities and newspapers and just about all the transmission belts of culture. Those institutions that we once trusted can no longer be trusted.
Dr. Swain, I was down in Palm Beach just the last week, and I was speaking to a group of conservatives. I pointed out to them that former Black Panther national spokesman Eldridge Cleaver once was moving among the American landscape, particularly in the Black community. And he was spreading the tenets of socialism just like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders are spreading today. And what he found after he was exiled from this country is that he wanted to beg to get back in to America because he found that progressivism, socialism, Marxism was a fraud. And it's the same fraud that I believe Americans are going to find is still in effect when it talks about the benefits of socialism and progressivism. And in his book, Soul on Ice, he points out very, very clearly that he would rather be in jail in America than to be walking around free in a socialist country. This is what America has to wake up and understand. This is what a Black America, in particularly, had better wake up and understand that a fraud is being perpetrated and has been perpetrated upon them for the last 60 years.
Thank you so much for reminding me of Eldridge Cleaver and Soul on Ice, because I had forgotten about that, and it's so relevant for what's taking place in America today.
Yes, and there is so much for us, Dr. Swain, to remind people of when it comes to the ghost of our past here in America. There's nothing new under this civil rights or economic sky in America that Americans have not experienced before. And we found in droves now that even the dream of Dr. King, whereas black folks he wanted us to be judged by the content of our character, but it seems as though we're wanting to revert back to being judged and looked at by the color of our skin. I'm so glad that you and I and others like us among our participants on Black Voices for Trump are setting a pace and setting an example for those to see how black folks and all Americans can be judged by the content of character, regardless of the color of our skin.
And you know what's encouraging to me is that when we launched in Atlanta, that there were so many young people there. And so we do have young people of all races that understand what's taking place at this moment in America. And I believe that they will be the ones that will carry the torch forward. And they listen to us, they respect us. And so we do have a great responsibility as people, you know, that are older, more experienced, to teach that younger generation, because some of them are receptive.
I saw an article the other day, Dr. Swain, that said any of us in America today who are under 85 and above 45, you and I are in that 40-year demographic, we can expect to live to be 105 to 110 years of age. What's important about that is that God, I do believe, Carol, is giving our generation, the generation of Americans who understand what America was and how America got to be the success story that it is, longer to live so that we can be a preserving agent in this nation. I say this around the country now, and I certainly would appreciate it if you would carry that torch as well to our generation, to our demographic, because we are going to be living longer. And Carol, as long as we can remain clear of mind and body and healthy in our bodies, both of us are very spry and get along real good, look good. Both of us do. I believe that there's a reason why the Lord is going to allow us to live longer and be in health, so that this country founded on Judeo-Christian principles can be talked about by people who understand what that means.
Well, thank you for reminding me of that. And I forgot to mention, you know, your background as a pastor, right? That's not probably
40 years.
What you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you know very much about God, his call on our lives, the fact that what Moses was 80 when he led the children of Israel, and that God doesn't look at age the way we do.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And I believe that there is absolutely a tide that is going to bring in a new way of thinking politically, certainly religiously, in this country. And I believe that there's an awakening going on among Christian people that has not happened before, especially since our values are under such serious attack in this country. There's one thing that the president said, Carol. You heard him say it Friday when we were there with him. He reminded us of his promises made and his promises kept. He promised black Americans that whether they voted for him or not, he would be our greatest champion. And when we look at what has been done as far as prison reform, he's been a champion there. When we look at what's been done about unemployment in the black community, he's been a champion there historically. When we look at with job creation, when we look at the black enterprise or the enterprise zones in minority communities, he's been a champion there. And Carol, we can go on and on about promises made and promises kept by this president. Remember when he asked us, what did we have to lose? Well, Carol, right now we have a lot to lose if we don't reelect Donald John Trump. I mean, we have a lot to lose.
I agree 100%. We're going to take a break, and when I return, we will continue our conversation with C.L. Bryant. Each week, the Be the People show presents interviews with insightful guests from the world of politics, religion, media, and culture. The Be the People show is on podcast. It offers bonus footage. To listen to Be the People online, go to the BeThePeopleNews.com website and subscribe to the Be the People podcast, heard also on the America Out Loud Network.
Spreading the out loud truth from sea to shining sea. AmericaOutloud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world. To unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. We are the vision of the voices. Welcome to the new era in communications. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
I'm back with my guest, C.L. Bryant. Some of you know him as Runaway Slave. And we're talking about President Trump, about many different things that relate to our nation and the dire situation the nation is in right now. And C.L., the first thing I want to say to you is that you don't have to call me Dr. Swain. You can call me Carol. So if we get that out of the way.
Thank you. Thank you, my good friend. And Carol, we've known each other for years now, and I certainly do appreciate that. But you have earned and deserved that respect to be called by a title that you have earned.
Well, tell us about your new film project, Red, White, and Black. Is that the new one?
Yes, that will be the newest one. We have started shooting it. We went out to Los Angeles just 2-3 weeks ago. I was in Los Angeles, and I began shooting down on Skid Row. The crux of the film, the backbone of the film, is the idea that Black people, we love to complain about, of course, being mistreated and so forth in this country. But when we look at our being co-conspirators with whoever we might want to point the finger at, we're right there with them. If you want to blame the white man for anything or the European man for anything in this country, Black folks, you have to understand that we have been right there alongside of him. The American Indian, this will be told in many ways from the viewpoint of the American Indian, who called the Black soldier the Buffalo soldier, maybe because of his curly hair, maybe because of his dark skin riding on a horse. But Black people, this is our nation as much as anyone else's. And that is the end result of the film after we tell about the historic participation. What we have in this country is, in fact, a participation with everything good and bad in America. We have been co-helpers, co-conspirators. We have been right alongside the building of this nation, along with everybody else in this country. And so, Black folks, when we consider pointing fingers at other people, we're certainly pointing fingers at ourselves, because this is our nation as well as it is anyone else's nation. And that is what this film, Red, White, and Black, will be about. It will cover the Indian, European man, and the Black man in this nation, hopefully in ways that we have not seen before.
What inspired you to produce this film?
We have the Lord has blessed me with a natural storytelling ability. And a few years ago, 5-6 years ago now, when I conceived of the Runaway Slave movie, it was something that was necessary in order to combat the fundamental change that Barack Hussein Obama was wanting to bring about in this nation. Runaway slave was something, as far as a message was concerned, telling black folks that it's time now not be shackled to progressive liberal ideas any longer. Barack Obama was a diabolical design perpetrated as a fraud himself upon community in order to steal and get their votes.
Ah, great.
And, yes. And now we have progressed down the road where we're blaming everybody for our problems. But the truth of the matter is, historically, we have been a part of the building of this country. And that story has to be told. And just like a sermon that I preach around the country, and I preach in pulpits around the country every month, just like a sermon that is in my heart, the films and the production of movies, they are in ways a part, an extension of my ministry, an extension of my sermon.
Now, do you get into black churches, or are you just preaching to white churches that are more conservative?
Oh, no, I preach to black churches as well as Southern Baptists and white churches as well. You'd be surprised how many black churches invite me in. Now, sometimes, Carol, they don't invite me back, but they do. So that is something. I'm very open to anyone who would like to reach me. You can just go to my website, vclbryantshow.com. And you can contact me on Twitter or at and of course, I'd be happy to respond to your request.
And do you have a system so that if you're only going to get one opportunity to speak, you can sign up those people who have ears to hear?
Yes. And we shake the dust off of our feet, as Jesus commanded to those who will not hear us. And that is the whole crux of the matter. Yes, those who want to hear, we want you to hear the message. Those who want to shut us out, we have a very clear mandate from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to shake the dust of that city off of our feet. And there's been many of them that we have done that way.
Now, CL, one of the things that's really concerning me about America, there are a couple of things when it comes to the black community. One is this new hostility towards police. And I guess it's not really new, but it seems to have reached a fevered pitch so that police are not allowed to police any longer. And I think that as a consequence, black Americans are less safe. Now, that's one of the issues. Another has to do with political correctness in the classroom when it comes to discipline. I think those racial equity policies are hurting black children probably more than everyone is.
I absolutely agree with you, Dr. Swain, and this is why I agree with you. I'm old enough to remember, and you and I are in the same age bracket. When the black teacher, you knew one thing about her or him, when we were in segregated schools and educational systems, they wanted you to succeed. They wanted you to be a credit to your race, and they had time to play with you. Carol, you remember like I do when if your child went to jail in the black community, that was a disgrace because most of us were a part of the church. I've had relatives, female cousins and relatives of mine, who found themselves in trouble, pregnant. And that was a disgrace because they had to go and beg the pardon of the church back in those days when I was coming along. In school, black teachers, they would discipline you and then they'd tell your parents what you did as far as that was concerned. And it was taken care of. And when we think about what is going on in our country today with the political correctness, yes, it is hurting the black family. It has hurt the black family. When we see the destruction of black lives in America today and the negative growth rate in the black community, there's a direct correlation. The progressive liberal agenda that has been pushed off on Black America for 60 years. How can we respect life outside the womb when we do not respect life inside the womb? That's why it's so easy for a Chicago young man to kill another Chicago young man because of the evils that they see going on with abortion.
It also seems like a form of self-hatred that in parts of the Black community, there is no value for life at any stage of development. And I think that's tragic, but I also believe it's because the community has moved so far away from its Judeo-Christian roots. It's a community where a lot of the thought leaders are not God-fearing people.
Absolutely right. It is just like Ronald Reagan has said, if America forgets that we are one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. If any community forgets that, and certainly the Black community that has had such a close relationship, a close walk with the church, which was once the centerpiece, the epicenter of Black life in our community. If we forget the tenets, our core values of Christianity that does not include murdering babies, if we forget that, we will be a community that is gone under. And Carol, I hate to say it, but we are sinking fast, and we can turn this around, but we must recognize who we have been, who we are, and where we need to go.
You're right, and we're going to take another break. You're listening to the Be the People show on the America Out Loud Network and on radio stations around the country. We'll be back in a moment.
We are in a cultural war where liberals are targeting our children. Dr. Carol Swain and Steve Beasel have teamed up to co-author the book, Abduction, How Liberalism Steals Our Children's Hearts and Minds. They expose how liberals are using the entertainment industry and our public school system to indoctrinate our children. The book provides practical steps which you can take to push back. Get your copy of Abduction, How Liberalism Steals Our Children's Hearts and Minds on Amazon. Fight back against the brainwashing of our children.
CL, it's been a pleasure having you on the Be the People show. And I'd like to give you a few minutes to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you or support the work that you're doing.
I certainly appreciate that opportunity, Dr. Swain. You can listen to my show, The CL Bryant Show, daily over Red State Talk Radio. Download free The CL Bryant Show app onto your phones or favorite devices. We're on from 12 noon until 2 p.m. in the East every day. I travel a lot, but the show is on every day. Please tune us in. Follow me on Twitter at Rev, R-E-V, C-L Bryant, at Rev, C-L Bryant. And of course, if you want to watch my award-winning film, the Crystal Dove award-winning film, you can go to Amazon Prime and the Runaway Slave movie, that's what you type in, will be there, and be sure to check it out. TheCLBryantShow.com is the website. And Carol, I want to thank you so much for having me on. We'll have you on. Michelle will be in touch with you real soon. We'll have you on our show real soon. And God bless you. God keep you, my good friend. And we'll talk real soon.
Okay. And for my guests out there, you know the sign off. It's up to us, the we the people, mentioned in the preamble of the Constitution, to be the people who stand up and fight for our nation, fight for our families. We need you to come along with us and fight to make America the nation that has become the envy of the world, the nation where so many people are willing to risk their lives to come to live in America. And the Be the People show, again, can be listened to on podcasts at America Out Loud, my website, bethepeoplenews.com, and on radio stations as well. Until next time.